You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, guest, and criminal defense lawyer, Laurie Hellis.
I'm really curious to see exactly what they're going to be arguing and how they're going to be arguing it. I know a lot of it probably expert witnesses and such coming in and speaking to their expertise. What do you anticipate we're going to see as a defense for Chad?
I expect that we're going to see Chad portrayed as a naive and not super bright guy who was completely influenced and flummoxed by a beautiful blonde woman who took over his life. And I think that we're going to see, my understanding is that Chad Daybell is still saying, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't kill anybody. I didn't tell anybody to kill anybody. I wasn't even there when the kids were killed. I think all of those things, I don't think any of those things are going to get him off the hook. And I also think it's a lot harder for him to explain Tammy Daybell's death mm-hmm. and the fact that he and his son Garth were the only two people in the house the night that she died.
Yeah.
So we know that Alex Cox was his phone pinged a mile or so away in a church parking lot. We don't know whether Alex was there to be backup to Chad in case he couldn't do the job, or whether Chad let him in and he did the deed. But either way, Chad was there and had to have been responsible. So,
I mean,
yeah, so lots of questions.
It's going to be hard, though, too, to argue that he's just kind of this dumb. I mean, he wrote a bunch of books about the end of the world and very much, you know, kind of had his own doctrine, if you will, going of you know, follow me. Here's what my magical beliefs are, which I'm sure would just be thrown right back at him in court. I mean, is there any hope for him, honestly, for any sort of argument that's going to sway a jury to show he didn't have anything to do with this? He was just, I don't know, he killed these kids and then in the backyard. I don't know.
Yeah. Despite the fact that his daughter Emma claims that he was set up and that he didn't know the children's bodies were there, I think it's going to be a tough sell to a jury. Yeah. To set it up as I was just duped and I'm dumb and I didn't know. And yeah, I don't think a jury's going to buy it, but I think that is going to be their defense strategy, is going to be, yeah, it was all Laurie and Alex. I didn't have anything to do with it. And I'm just an innocent dope. As far as Chad's books goes, I'm telling you, if you've read any of them, they read sort of like middle school, somebody from middle school wrote them.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to point out that Chad was going to an awful lot of these LDS doomsday events mm-hmm. and telling people that his books were divinely inspired and that he was channeling his visions for what the future was going to hold. So it's hard for him to go back now and say, oh, I didn't really mean that.
Do you think he believed that, or do you think it was just a way for him to try and pick up women?
You know, it's really hard to say. What I do know is that he published a book by an author named Julie Rowe, and she had a lot of claim to have visions after having had a near-death experience. He also read Visions of Glory, which was claims to be about visions that occurred after a near-death experience. And so I think when he saw Julie Rose, how successful her book was, I think he decided he needed to have his own near-death experiences, and he needed to claim that he could see beyond the veil and talk to people in heaven, and that he was being given visions. And the way that he backed that up was by saying, well, all of the books that I write about, the plots that I write, are just thinly veiled visions of what is coming. Yeah. So, and I think it was just to sell more books.
Yeah, probably at the end of the day, that's, you know, he would have done better with Amway or something.
Yeah.
Multi-level marketing. If only Chad got into that, what could have been?
Well, you know, it is really interesting, but Utah is the multi-level marketing capital of the world. There are more people involved in MLM schemes than anywhere else in the world.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, LuLaRoe was huge. Women's makeup is huge because it's a lot of stay-at-home moms who are looking for a side hustle and get involved in those kind of things. Yeah.
Well, your book, Children of Darkness and Light, I know coming out here in fall. I definitely want to have you on again so we can really do a deep dive into that. Probably over summer as these trials start to ramp up. And of course, we'll have you on again to talk about all the other stuff.
Well, it's available for pre-order right now and out in September. So I'd love to come back and chat.
Looking at the Amazon page right now, put the pre-order in because this is going to be a very interesting one to dive into the story of Lori and Chad Daybell. Lori Hellis, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.